Morning, Andrew. How you doing?
Yeah, very well, mate. Looking forward to this, and I guess in some way looking forward to seeing Seabrook back in Sydney. We know that she's done pretty good in Sydney in the past.
Spent a long time there at Gerald's on the second floor at the hotel there at Rose Hill. Life Rose Hill, life's a Sydney way of going. And I think she's improved a hell of a lot from her pass mark run here over 1,200 metres. But Saturday morning she worked with Oregon's Day, reverse way, and worked super. And I just she worked by herself this morning. Damien wrote her this morning, and he's very pleased. And the horse looks great. So I think she will show up. I think she will just need to draw a gate and have a bit of joy, as you do in those big races. But she's going well.
Understand. Do you do work the Sydney way with her?
I haven't until last Saturday morning and this morning, because she's obviously spent a lot of time there, but yeah. I just thought they're pretty good here at Caulfield. They give you the fence on the inside grass and it's sort of cambered, so horses get used to going that Sydney gallop way pretty quickly. And I just thought a little refresher for her, but anyway, she's in good nick.
I note there that you gave her just a pass mark there first up, but you feel that her fitness has really sharpened up.
I think her first trial at Cranbourne a month ago was just go through the motions, and then her second trial was a lot better. And Damien said when he got off at her first up run here that he said this filly used to tow me in, and you know, she worked home well, but sort of wasn't as keen as she has been. But I don't know, some of these fillies, they make their own mind up on the day sometimes. So all I can say is I think she's improved a lot, and yeah, very happy with her.
Okay, and comes to town later in the week. So that's Seabrook. Gee, those Caulfield entries for a couple of those races, Mick, it's going to be tight getting a few of them in, particularly into the naturalism.
Well, it's a qualifying race, so for 150,000, it's just smart move by the club, isn't it? You know, they get every horse they need. They're trying to line up for it. I think I'll get Mighty Boss in with Michael Walker on, and Miss Admiration will go to the Colin Stephen, the 2,400 metres in Sydney. Look, she is a real star, Miss Admiration. Jay Ford's going to ride her, 53. The only thing, I'll accept in both, but look, I might be wrong. She's run number three this prep in a 2,400 metre race. I've done plenty of work with her. She'll be thereabouts, but if she just finds the last furlong of the tough in a 2,400 metre race, I'll accept that. But look, by the same token, as it that race is a nice lead into the Metrop, which is the path we could take, because, like I say, she needs to sort of win one of those two races coming up to sort of get up the order of entry, see if we can get her a Caulfield Cup berth, you know?
Yep, understand. Okay, and High Am will go into it?
High Am will run. She'll get a run there. So, yeah, she's okay. I mean, that Moonee Valley run, her and Mighty Boss looked a bit plain on paper, and it was, I thought. But, look, both riders said they were strong enough the last 600 metres of the race, and, look, they drew 10 and 11, so we rode them cold, but where we were at the school there at Moonee Valley was when the whole field sprinted, and you know, look, they sprinted with them, but they're not sprinters. So anyway, I worked Mighty Boss this morning with Miss Admiration, and he worked a bit better than her. And we think, I know he's not a single doubt, but he's quite 2,000 metre pedigree there on his mother's side. So Walker's adamant that he'll get a mile and a half. So, yeah, look, we're into the naturalism where you'll see him improve, and hopefully he can get a berth in the Caulfield Cup.
All right. A couple more.
Again.
Yeah, you could be. You could be. Hey, mate, your stable can rebound. There was a few questioning Grunt last week.
Were they the journalists with no money?
Probably. Hey, Holy Snow and Oregon's Day. You've mentioned Oregon's Day there. Are you running them in the Sir Rupert Clark?
Definitely. I don't think that Holy Snow will get a run, and Oregon's Day is going really well. Her run in the Memsie was fantastic. She was the widest horse, and I think when Humidor let go, you know, not far off the fence, and she had to sort of get wide and get going. I thought her run was super. Look, she gets better and better, that mare. I know it's a very tough race for a mare, but I'm just trying to pin a good one for her so she can go around here with Michael Dion and probably front up in the Toorak also. So we're going to persist trying to win a good one with her, and she's going fantastic.
Yep, no, she just puts in. Mick, we'll have that barrier draw out in hopefully the next 20 minutes or so. So I cross the fingers with Seabrook. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.